Hello?
Hi, is this Hilda?
That's it.
Hi, Hilda. It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a convenient time to speak?
All right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, lovely. For date protection, could you just confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
160964. And 7 the box. Admission.
That's perfect. Thank you. I just need to make you aware that during the call, if there's any safeguarding disclosed, I would need to make a referral to the local authority, but I would let you know about that in the first place. Also,
Yeah.
all calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yeah.
Okay, so today's call is just to gather some more information about your time in care and the impact that it had, so we can add it into your application for your statutory address. What
Yeah.
age did you go into care, Hilda?
I was 13, almost 14.
And do you remember what local authority you were under?
East Lothian Council.
Okay, thank you. And have you been known by any other names? I've got Hilda, and I can't say the surname. Is it Inverarity?
Inverarity.
Lovely, that one.
Yeah.
And I've got Hilda Mary Thomason as well.
Yes, that was my maiden name, yeah.
Okay. Did you have any nicknames at all?
No.
Okay. And the care settings I've got down is St Margaret's Girls Home.
Yes.
Did you stay anywhere else at all?
I did. I lived in Tenterfield in Haddington. That was my lucky home.
How did you say it? Tennyson, did you
Tenterfield. TEN.
say? Tenterfield. Tenterfield. And that was that a girls' home or?
No, that was a mixed.
Okay, so children's home. And where was that based?
That was based
Haddington.
in Haddington.
Lovely. And did you get to stay anywhere else?
No.
Okay. During that time, it with both those settings, did they have their school on site or did you go to a
No, no.
Okay.
Ready to school.
Okay, what school did you attend?
So in Edinburgh, I attended Broughton High.
Yep. High school. And that's in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other schools at all?
Yeah, I was at the Ross High in Clement the rest of the time.
Ross High. And whereabouts is that, sorry?
Clement.
Could you spell that one for me, please?
Yeah. TRANET. ENT, sorry.
ENT. Thank you. That's brilliant. And who's your current medical practice at the moment?
At the moment, it's under Tyne, TYNE.
Is it Tyne Medical Practice?
Yeah,
And whereabouts are they located?
And that's Haddington.
Oh. Thank you. And do you have any professional support in you at the moment?
No.
Do you have any mental health diagnosis?
Yes, I am currently being treated for mental health.
Yeah, do you know what diagnosis they've given you?
I don't really have a diagnosis. It's just an ongoing family situation.
They put down stress.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever done any self-harm?
No.
Have you ever had any thoughts of ending life?
Yes, a couple of times.
And what ages was that?
So, I think I was approximately 16 the first time.
Yeah. Did you act on those thoughts?
No, sorry. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
That's all right. Did you act on those thoughts at 16?
No.
No. And
Just kept
when?
it all to myself.
Okay. When was the next occasion after that?
school and an exorcism. Oh, there was probably a couple of things, but I never done anything about it. The last serious one was just over a year ago.
Okay, and what happened a year ago?
Yeah, well, my marriage broke up and all that kind of stuff.
Right, okay. So relationship ended and it all got too much?
Yes, it did.
Did you do anything to...
Yes, I took a whole load of pills. I've never done anything that made me feel ill.
Did you speak to the doctor about that?
I did. I was actually under psychiatric.
Did you go to the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you stay in as an inpatient?
No.
Okay. Any effects on that? Like lasting effects?
No lasting effects. Luckily.
That's good. Okay. And you're still under services at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. And you know how to access support, like when you want one option two, yeah?
Yes.
Have you ever had any counselling or therapy?
For a totally different thing, yeah, I had counselling session, but that was when I lost my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had any other counselling?
No. I tend to bottle things inside of me.
Right, okay. Making notes about all of this. Let me for a second. And do you have any physical?
I've always kind of had telecaster myself, so I just kind of get the thing bottled in.
I think a lot of people do that that have been in your situation, don't they?
Yeah.
Have you got any physical health?
No.
Okay. And did you attend hospital as a child when you was in care?
No.
Have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
No.
Have you ever had any issues with drugs or alcohol?
No.
And what age did you finish leave care, so to say?
I think I left when I was 16.
And did they offer you any support after?
No.
Okay. Okay. Would you prefer a male or female advisor from our company to support you with your claim?
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all.
And do you provide us with consent to request copies of your records from all the professionals?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want to see a copy of your care records?
Actually, I didn't know.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay, so that's the process from now is going to take around 10 months. I will be your main point of contact going forward.
Uh-huh.
So if you save my number on your phone, my name's Natalie. Any questions, you can always give me a call. What we're going to do now is gather all the evidence and the information that you shared with us with using subject access requests. When we've got all that information back, I'll give you another call and we'll go through that information to clarify what we've got. Then a case will be put forward to the Scottish Redress panel. You're not required to go to that panel. It's a closed door panel, but you'll be aware of the date that it's going to be held, okay? So as part of our compliance, I've just got to go through the options that you are entitled to for your Scottish Redress claim. So one is that you're able to do this on your own and research your own evidence. The other options are that you can have a solicitor from England or Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf from Scottish Redress. They don't charge you any fees, but obviously they're receiving that fee from the Scottish Government. They receive that fee if you win or if you lose, okay? Or Then there's ourselves, MMA Legal, and we've opted out of the fee provided by Scottish Redress, and we only take a 20% cap fee from your case if you win. If you lose, we do have no fees. So that means that we're completely independent and that we're acting for you.
Yes.
You're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Do you like to wait the 14 days, or would you be happy to proceed immediately?
No, I'm just happy to proceed.
Yeah, and are you happy to stay with MMA Legal?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me today?
No, not at all.
Lovely. Okay, so that's everything from me today. Once I've got some more information in the rooms, I'll come back to you and we'll go through the next steps. So that's it for today.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, Hilda.
Okay. Thanks,
Take care.
Bye. Bye.